Hi, thank you for holding, Kevin. My name is Laura. I'm one of the pricing directors here. How are you?
Hello?
You can hear me, Kevin. I thought I lost you for a second. Can you hear me just fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. Was I talking to somebody else? Is somebody new?
Yes. She let you know that she was going to, because you were asking about the program, right? About what we were offering. I'm sorry. Did she not tell you it was getting transferred over to me?
Maybe I didn't hear it, but no.
I'm sorry. That's terrible. I handle the pricing. She did put you down for a discount as well. So she typically sends me over clients that we can help, because she was telling me that, did you pay a company? I'm trying to read the notes here clearly. Did you pay another company to do this or?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you pay monthly to them or is it,
a one time deal.
Okay. So it's most likely not search engine optimization, because that's something that has to be maintained monthly. Did they tell you what they were going to do exactly?
We were just listed under on the Google search, Alexa, and
Okay. Now I understand. So what they probably told you they're going to do is put you on the directories and on voice search with Amazon Alexa and Siri. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, and Google.
Okay. They didn't put you on Google, though. Let me verify I'm looking at the right thing. I have KM Electric LLC and Republic, Missouri, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they didn't put you on Google, because a Google business profile is not popping up. Did they do, did you do a verification video for Google?
No.
Okay. All right. So yeah, it looks, from what you're telling me, because especially since it's a one-time payment, they took care of you on the directories. And they just put you on the voice search. What we would do is the search engine optimization part. So we would put you on the first of all, we'll actually do you a Google business profile, because that is absolutely needed. You don't have a Google presence right now, but we would put you on the first page of Google based off of the jobs you want to be found for, the services that you offer. So anytime somebody looks up, for example, like an electrician or whatever service you do, because I know some people do different services, that's when your business pops up first page. So we do that with Google. We do that with Bing. We do that also with Apple. We retarget those same people that are looking for those keywords. We retarget them on Facebook as well by running Facebook ads for your business. So for us, it is a month-to-month service, since we are going to be running your marketing on a monthly basis. And it's based off of a flat rate, so it's just no taxes, no hidden fees, none of that. And it's just a flat rate of $249 a month. And everything's included for that pricing.
$249 a month.
Correct, yes. Do you have any questions for me? I know I kind of said a few things.
No.
Okay. So what do you think about the service? Is this something that you would want to do?
And there's no contract with it.
No. So there's no contract. You can cancel at any time. The only thing that we do ask is if you call us 3 days before your billing is due, so we have time to process and cancel everything. If you get really busy with work as well, you can always pause your service. And we don't charge you for that either. The other thing to keep in mind as well, timeline-wise, of how everything's going to go, from when you sign up, you're going to get your dashboard and login credentials for that. The dashboard is what's going to track everything to show you what we're doing progressing-wise, how many people are looking for you, clicks and calls. Your ads on Facebook, those are going to be live within 7 to 14 days. Now, for the first page placement on Google, we do have to get you verified through Google, because you're not verified. That's going to take approximately 30 to 45 days for you to pop up first page for all of the services that you offer. So that's approximately what the timeline is. So we do ask that you at least give us 2 months so we can show you that we're bringing in work.
So I'm not going to be verified through Google on my page for the first month.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So we say a max of 30 to 45 days because we like to underpromise and overdeliver. Then that's approximately the average of time that it takes. So the way Google's going to verify you is Google's going to require certain documentation, either through a video or through a phone call. And I mean, we'll help you out with all of this as well. There's other ways that they can verify you. And the video is going to verify your business. As soon as we get that Google business profile up and running, that search engine optimization part's going to be getting done in the background, and we're going to be putting you up higher and higher on the list. So I know we say 30 to 45 days because that is the timeline we like to give, but we do try to work as quickly as possible to get you there at the soonest time that we can within that time frame.
So, but I would pay my first $250 won't generate leads.
Not necessarily, because your ads on Facebook are already going to be running in those 7 to 14 days. So those are connected to keyword searches as well, and we do target the areas that you're looking to get work. So, and again, on the dashboard, you'll be able to see when those are live, and you'll be able to see your impressions, the clicks, all of that, and you see everything as it goes. But to be 100% straight, that's why we asked for those 2 months so we can show you. By then, you're going to be seeing traction because it's past the time that we say. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. I don't like the
waiting part. I know. Most people don't like that part either. I know, but so we're going to be working in the background, and we keep full communication with you through email and through text message and through that dashboard showing you exactly where we're going. For us, because we are a Google Premier Channel partner, so we do have a certification with Google, that's why we stay 30 to 45 days. If you go through another company that's not partnered with Google, you're looking at 3 to 6 months. So imagine waiting that long. There's a big difference there. Yeah. What I can do to, you know, make the offer a little bit better for you, I mean, I'm already giving you the lowest pricing on this package because we typically do sell it for more. But I can include a website in there as well at no extra cost for you.
Is that something that you guys make?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll make it for you, and we'll maintain it as well. We'll get the domain for you. The way it would work is that you would give us pictures of the work that you've done on your onboarding call. We do go over of how you want it to look, if you have a logo, you know, your statements, what you want it to say, all of those things we would make for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about everything? Is it something that you would want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Yep, we'll try it.
All right, Kevin, you're going to see. And just so you do know as well, Kevin, I'm still going to be point of contact on your account. So if you have any problems or any issues, I'm sending you over through text message right now my office line and my direct extension, so you can always reach out to me. And the office line that I sent you, that's the number we're going to call you from as well, so you can save that on your contacts for us. Okay? Now,
you're in Springfield, Missouri.
I'm not, but Lulu is. I'm in California. But we do work from home, so that's nice. We still have our office, though, but you know, since COVID, we've been working from home. Yeah, Lulu's over there. She was just trying to come back from that area, though, back to California. But it's just so expensive over here. I don't like it myself. So I understand. Yeah. Now, Kevin, the spelling of your first name, I have K-E-V-I-N. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, Kevin. And what is your last name?
M-U-L-L-A-N-A-C-K.
Okay, and just to verify, that's N as in Nancy, the first letter?
M as in Mary.
Okay. M as in Mary, U-L-L-A-N as in Nancy, A-C-K, correct?
Correct.
Is it correctly said Mullinac?
Mullinac, yep.
Oh, perfect. All right, Kevin, and what is your email address?
It's my last name and my first initial, two K's at the end, at Gmail.
Okay. So your last name, your first name, and then what was right after that?
It's my last name and my first initial. So there's two K's at the end of my last name.
Got it. Okay. LLANACKK
at gmail.com.
Perfect. And this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, for the company name, I have KM, that's as one word, Electric LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google does need a physical address to verify the business. If it is a home, that's okay. We do hide it on the Google business profile. What address would you like to use?
So our main target area is going to be the Joplin area.
Okay. Do you have an address there, a physical address that Google can verify you on? And if you don't,
our shop has ran out of that location. There's multiple businesses ran out of that spot.
Okay. Now, question on that. So you are aware Google does not verify two businesses or multiple businesses from one address. Do you know if there's anybody else at that address that's verified through Google?
I'm not 100. I don't know.
Okay.
There's several businesses that run out of that spot, actually.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have...
My home address, which is in the Republic area.
That's what I was going to say, and then you can tell me what areas you want to target, and we can do that. Because we can pick cities, counties, or zip codes, so that'll be fine on that end. What is your home address?
4811. South Farm Road, 59.
Okay, I found it. Zip code is 65738?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make sure to hide the address as well so you don't have any random people showing up to your home.
Yes.
All right. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Yeah, I put my wife on there.
Okay. What is your wife's name?
Connie.
C-O-N-N-I-E?
Yep.
Same last name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, my onboarding team, they do research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. And on your onboarding call, you guys are going to be able to decide what type of keywords you want to use. So based off of that, what services do you want to be found for?
Electrical.
Okay. All electrical services?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would assume as well, like EV, panel upgrades, all of that stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Generator.
Okay. All right. Now, for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window as well. We don't have any availability left today, but we do have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. When works best for you?
Monday is fine.
Okay. And do you want to do morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Okay. So,
3:30.
I can do between, 3 and 4. Does that work?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. And if you need to reschedule, you can email me back or you can call me as well on that end. So I got you down on Monday. It'll be between 3 to 4 your time for your onboarding call. And then for your Google business profile, I would assume your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you need us to make you a Facebook page or do you already have one for the business?
I have a Facebook business page.
Okay.
I don't promote it or I don't really do much with it.
That's fine. What we'll do is just tie in the ads to that and we can do a click to call campaign so they're not relayed over to your actual page. The website that we're going to create for you as well, it is a secure site. So what that means is if you want your clients to pay for your services on your site, you have that option. It's at no extra cost. Would you like to add that?
And how does that work from, because we're not set up to take payment through credit card.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to have my onboarding right now. When you have your onboarding call, I'm going to have them tell you a little bit more about it and exactly how it works. And then you can decide if it's something you want to add. And if you don't, you're not ready for that yet, you can always add it in the future. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for the specific target areas, do you want to pick, this is where you want to get work, do you want to pick cities, counties, or zip codes?
Probably zip codes.
Okay. Do you have those now or do you want to have them ready on your onboarding call?
No, I don't have them now.
Okay.
And I was very surprised how many there actually was when I signed up with ANG Leads. I told them that we wanted 15 or 20 miles from 65738 and then also 15 or 20 miles from the Joplin location. And it pulled up. There was so many. I couldn't believe how many zip codes there was around there, just in that small area.
So, if there's a lot of zip codes, it might be easier for you to pick counties. So,
yeah, Green County's big. See, like I live here in the Republic area, so if I say Green County, that's driving, you know, Buffalo is in Green County.
Oh, then it's too far. Okay. So, yeah, let me do this. I'm putting it down on the notes that you're going to have the zip codes ready on your onboarding call. And you can just, And if it can be cities too, if it's easier, because sometimes I would assume some cities have multiple zip codes. You can just put exactly what areas city-wise you want to target, and they'll be ready for all of that for you on Monday. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Well, I would say 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then 9 to 4 on Saturdays.
Okay. And then Sunday, do you want to show closed, or do you want to have some availability?
I would just show 24-hour emergency service.
Okay. So, to be clear, do you want it to show 24/7, or do you want me to show this the times we went over and then have it say 24/7 emergency service?
Yes. Have the times we went over and
okay.
Also 24/7 emergency service.
Okay. All right, perfect. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. And is there a middle initial?
Yes. R.
Perfect. And then the billing on the card that you're going to use, is it the same as your home, the 4811 South Farm Road?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
MasterCard.
Okay. And I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Five, one, seven, eight. 0583 5984 4597.
Perfect. And what is the expiration?
927.
And the security code?
887.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. And you can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. You can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City born in.
Okay. And what city is that?
Springfield.
Easy enough. Perfect. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, which is going to be on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. And when we're done with that, you're going to get everything through text and through email, and we're going to just do a quick login to your dashboard so you're in there. But first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
KM Electric.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Molinac, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we'll also be calling you from the 877 number. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
And Local Splash is what?
I'm sorry, I think you kind of cut off. What was the first thing you asked?
What is Local Splash?
It's the name of our company, Local Splash, a Google Premier Channel partner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically just saying that you don't have issues getting, for example, if we're trying to get a hold of you because we need something from you, is there going to be any type of issues with you getting in contact with us? That's pretty much all it's saying. Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today, and that's in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement automatically renews. It's going to be on the third of every month and just the $249. And then you may discontinue your agreement at any time. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we can process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me send everything to you through text and through email. I'm also going to send you a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. So if you have any issues with your dashboard, that'll be there. But it should be pretty, it's pretty simple. The thing with the dashboard as well, since we're barely going to be working on it, what you can do for now is going to be add pictures. So you can start putting that out there. So we can put those on the Google Business Profile and as well on your website. Let me send you the video. And you are going to receive some automatic messages that have to deal with your Google verification and what needs to be done. If it does get a little overwhelming or you don't understand exactly how to do it, you can wait until Monday. We will explain everything to you. If you do understand it, you can get on it, you know, as soon as you have availability for that. Let me make sure that you... Okay, it's taking a little bit. We're going to go over we'll be done in less than 5 minutes. I just need to go over the terms and conditions. I want to make sure you have that and have the login for the dashboard. Come on. Oh, there we go. It looks like now they're sending out. Okay. All right, perfect. I'm going to send you over a link right now, and I'm going to need you just to open it up. Okay, I just sent it to you. It says mylocalsplash.com/terms, and then it has your phone number. And this is basically stating what we're going to do for you, which is going to be that Google Business Profile. We're going to optimize it. If you need to be on any directory submissions, we'll go over that with you on Monday so we can do that for you. The website, we're going to run Facebook ads for you. It goes over what we charged you, just that $249, and that's where it's going to stay. It also goes over that seasonal hold that you can always put it on pause if you get too busy, how you can cancel at any time as well. Just for both of those things, please call us 3 days before your billing is due. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes and then type in your name and click confirm, it'll take you into what's going to be your dashboard login.
Is it mobile friendly?
Yes, it should be mobile friendly. You should be able to click on both of them just fine. Is it giving you problems?
Well, it's not. Like, I can't see confirm. I can see the two buttons that should be down there, but
you can't click on it. Okay. We can do it on Monday, or if you can do it over the weekend on a desktop, it typically shouldn't have any issues with it, but it could be done on Monday. Okay. Let's do this, because it should be phone friendly. There shouldn't be any issues with that. I typically don't have issues with it. Do you have a desktop or a tablet?
I hit agree. I hit agree both times. I got that, and I put my name in, and then the orange and the gray. But I can't scroll. It's not letting me scroll down to see the orange and to click it.
You know what it might be? Did you type in your name with a capital K, capital R, and capital M exactly the way it looks?
Here we go. Here we go. I got it.
Okay.
We just had to turn the phone.
There you go. You see, with technology, it's so frustrating.
This is not match. You used to say K-R-M all in it.
Yeah, capital K, capital R, capital M. It's just such finicky. Another thing with technology.
All right, let's try that.
Let me see on my end, because it goes, yep, it went through on my end. You should be on the dashboard part. Are you there? Did it move, take
username,
you there directly?
Local Splash.
Yes. So your username is going to be your phone number and your password. This is going to be a temporary password. It's in the text messages that was sent to you, but it's going to be best ads, BESTADS, and it's all lowercase. And if you type that in, it's going to take you into your dashboard. And you can start messing with things in there, adding your photos, and then we'll explain everything to you on Monday on that onboarding call.
Okay.
Were you able to log in?
Because we're working on your account. Please check that.
Perfect. You are logged in. That's perfect. So if you go into the settings, whenever you have a chance, you can go into adding pictures and adding videos. So you'll have that option. Or like I said, you can wait on Monday. We do go over all of that as well. Now, do you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
I don't think so.
Well, Kevin, you have my contact info. I'm going to send you that email right now as well with the Google invite. If you have any questions or anything before your call, please feel free to reach out to me directly. You can text me, email me, or call me. Okay?
Okay. What was the you said you was going to send me a Google invite. And what is that for?
The Google invite's going to be for your call on Monday, which is going to be between 3 to 4. So it's just an invite, so it's on your calendar, or just in case you forget the time that it's going to be, that's pretty much what it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions for me?
That's it.
Perfect. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll speak with you on Monday.
Okay, and I do have one more question.
Of course.
When I'm trying to log into that dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go, like, initially?
Yes, so let me actually log in with you so I can tell you exactly how to get to where you add your photos. Give me one second. Let me go in there, too.
No, okay, so is that an app?
There's going to be an app, too, so we'll go over all of that with you on Monday. You're going to get that, too. But if you want to just start adding photos and pictures now, let me kind of tell you how you would go about it. So do you see, and on the phone it might be a little bit different, but it should be on the right top side. There is like three little horizontal lines.
No, but it says if you want to add some photos, click here.
Oh, there we go. Oh, good. They made it simpler for us. So you can just click
right,
there
I'm
and you can
exit
start.
Out of that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go to those three bars. And then does it say log out?
You should have that option. So on the three bars, it says it properly. If you click your name, you should be able to log out. Are you looking to log out of the whole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it says account settings, and then it has like a little log out. If you click on your name, if you click on those three bars, you click on your name and then you click log out.
Okay. So I'm logged out and I've erased all memory of how to get there.
Okay. Now, if you see your text messages, there is a message that was, that says, Local Splash, welcome. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard. And if you go down a little bit right there, it has the link, and I'm going to send you the link as well so you have it. So the link is my.localsplash.com, and I just sent it to you.
Okay. Okay. That's how we can get back on.
Yep. So you just want to save that. And again, you will get an app also. So I'm making sure to put that in the notes too. That's included.
Who will be making the website?
We're going to have our onboarding team. They're going to take care of all of that for you in the background. So on Monday, we're going to be going over what colors you want it to look like. If you have a logo that you want it to go on there, we go over all of that on Monday. They take care of it for you.
Okay.
Now, do you have any other questions for me?
I think that's it.
Well, if anything else comes up, which I'm sure it will, please feel free to give me a call. But like I said as well, on Monday, we're going to make sure to go over everything in detail with you. That's why that call is a little lengthy, and answer any questions that you might have. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Well, you have a good rest of your day, and we'll speak on Monday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.